Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 23rd. The grains closed mix with July corn up 6.5 cents at 577.5, July wheat up 16 cents at 622.25, and July beans down 18.75 cents at 1322.5. The beans were under pressure with oil and meal sharply lower. The meal was down 580 a ton at 406.40. The oil down 101 ticks, 47.76. I'm not sure why the beans were under such pressure out here today. The weather hasn't changed. We're still looking at hot and dry. It certainly looks like the funds bought corn and wheat and sold beans, meal and oil against it. Maybe in the near term, certainly hot and dry now will affect corn more than it'll affect beans, but I wouldn't want to be short going into the long weekend if we still have dry weather and heat out there. Now the heat right now is maybe over the weekend push up into the low 90s, but if we work higher, that'll start to begin a problem out here. The corn and wheat also may have been higher on news that the Russians are not allowing one of the ships to enter a Ukrainian port. So they're acting as if the grain agreement wasn't in effect. They've also stopped issuing some certificates that exporters need to export grain. Apparently, this is retaliation for those exporters who have been selling wheat under the 475 floor. So all in all here, I think weather is going to trump everything else. Russians are going to play their games, but if it's hot and dry, I think these markets can move higher. As we head into the long weekend, with the funds, if the weather is still hot and dry, but the funds want to be short right now, they're short about 112,000 contracts of corn. They're short about 130,000 contracts of wheat. Do they want to be short that much going into a long weekend? I wouldn't think so, but who knows? The big concern out there is also the debt ceiling. Stock market's down 200 points here, but the bonds are higher on the day. They rallied about a full point off their lows. So if you're talking about a budget crisis, you can see why the stock market would be down. But it's surprising that the bonds rallied in here. So, the United States just can't afford to let this default go through. It would be bad on so many levels. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.